More than 600 people squeezed into the cafeteria of Vernon Middle School in Marion to see Hillary Clinton. Organizers say the tight fit was due in part to rearranging the stage so the former Secretary of State could be closer to the crowd. Clinton spent the first 10 minutes setting herself apart from her Republican rivals.
You know, they don't agree that we need to raise the minimum wage. They don't believe equal pay is a problem. Honestly, I don't know who they're talking to. I see them on television where they are talking to people, and I wonder whether they just hired a bunch of actors and they move them from place to place.
Clinton really had nothing disparaging to say about her Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders. In fact, she says she respects his idea for affordable health care, but disagrees with him that the current plan should be scrapped. Many of Clinton's comments drew cheers and thunderous applause, but the mood changed when she talked about the day she was in the so-called war room as soldiers prepared to kill Osama bin Laden. She ended the rally with the assurance that because she has been in those situations, she can make tough decisions.
And I promise you that as Commander-in-Chief, I will safeguard the interests of our country. I will keep us safe here at home and work with our friends and allies across the world. And I will take care of our men and women in uniform, which is a very sacred obligation.
Clinton's remarks struck a chord with 61-year-old Cynthia Snyder, who brought her daughter and granddaughters to the event. She says she believes Clinton is the right person for the job.
It's very important to me as a lifelong Democrat that we maintain the White House and that we maintain sanity in our national government.
Clinton had three more stops on Sunday and has several more scheduled today before tonight's town hall at Drake University. In Marion, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.
And this is Michael Leland. At Luther College in Decorah Sunday, Bernie Sanders packed the school's basketball arena with an estimated 2,300 supporters. He told them that with 8 days to go before the Iowa caucuses, he was feeling good about his chances against Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
That any objective assessment of our campaigns, of Secretary Clinton's campaign and our campaign, would suggest that the energy, the enthusiasm, is with our campaign.
Sanders says he has thousands of volunteers working for his campaign, knocking on doors and making phone calls to drum up support and persuade people to participate in the caucus next week. And he says he is electable, referring to a number of polls that suggest he would be more successful against Republican Donald Trump than Clinton would in a head-to-head matchup.
Right here in Iowa, which, by the way, is not only the first state in the country to have a caucus, but it's also a battleground state. We're not sure how it's going to go. But here in Iowa, Secretary Clinton beat Trump by 8 points. We beat him by 13 points.
Sanders was referring to an NBC Wall Street Journal poll released 2 weeks ago. His hour-long speech hit all of his major themes, like making higher education affordable, creating a single-payer health care system, and getting big money out of government. He says that's behind a lot of the middle class's problems today.
You have a government today that is significantly controlled by big money interests who worry, and politicians who worry about their campaign contributions, not about the middle class and working families.
It's a message that resonates with supporters like David Meehan of Sumner.
Because of his stance on campaign finance and big money and government.
Sanders says the key to victory a week from today is a big turnout at the caucuses by people who feel forgotten by the country's leaders. I'm Michael Leland, Iowa Public Radio News.